Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. I'm excited about today's episode. I've touched on this before, but today we're going to dig deeper into the zone of genius. So the zone of genius comes from the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Gay Hendricks is a psychologist, an author, and personal development expert known for his work on conscious living, personal growth, and overcoming what he calls upper limits, which are the subconscious barriers that keep us from experiencing our fullest potential. He's worked extensively in the fields of relationships, success mindset, and human potential. So in his book, he introduces the concept of the zone of genius. So this is the place where your natural talents, passions, and purpose align. And he explains that this is the zone where you experience the most fulfillment and success, not just in your career, but in all aspects of your life. He talks a lot about how people can get stuck in their zone of excellence, so a place where they're highly skilled but not truly fulfilled. This is a place that feels safe and successful, but real growth and satisfaction come when we take the big leap into our genius zone. This is where we operate from our true gifts and experience what feels like more of an effortless success. And by identifying and operating from your zone of genius, so you can break through self-imposed limits, overcome fears, and take your life and business to the next level. If you've ever felt like you're successful but not completely fulfilled, or like you're capable of something more but not sure what's holding you back, this episode's for you. Okay, so let's dive into these concepts and explore how you can recognize where you're operating and what steps you can take to shift into your zone of genius. Understanding this can help you unlock more success, fulfillment, and ease in your life. This isn't just about career or business. This is all areas of our lives. But he talks about how a lot of people build their careers in their zone of excellence. Okay, so let's break down the four zones we operate in. Zone of incompetence. This is where you're doing things you're not good at and you probably don't really enjoy. So think about a business owner doing their own bookkeeping and numbers just aren't your thing. Really dislike doing this. Your zone of competence. So here you're doing things that you can do, but they don't really light you up. You're decent at them, but others can do them just as well or better. So for me, I hate doing SEO and Google ads. Like I can do them. I do them, have done them. I don't like it. It does not light me up. I really do not enjoy doing that. Okay, so then zone of excellence. So this is where you're highly skilled, successful, probably even praised for your work, but there's something missing because it still doesn't really feel completely aligned with who you are. And then the zone of genius. This is where you shine. It's the work that feels effortless and flow. This is the stuff that brings you energy rather than draining it. In his book, Hendricks says, in your zone of genius, work doesn't feel like work. It feels like play. So the biggest challenge isn't getting out of the zone of incompetence. You know, we tend to avoid the things that we're bad at. But the real challenge is getting stuck in the zone of excellence. You're good at what you do. Maybe you're really even awesome at it. People praise you. You make money. You've built a successful career around it. But deep down, you know there's something more. A place where you're not just good, but you're completely in flow and feeling aligned. So maybe you're a really awesome recruiter that has over a decade of experience. That's your zone of excellence. But what you really love is teaching and speaking. That's what lights you up. That's what you really want to do. So that would be your zone of genius. Maybe you're a director of marketing and leading teams and campaigns is your zone of excellence, but what really lights you up is writing. So telling stories, writing fiction or true crime. So what's the problem? Well, moving from excellence to genius often means taking a risk, letting go of certainty, stepping outside of what's comfortable, and trusting that you can build a life around what truly lights you up. And the zone of genius can often be a blend of what you're naturally skilled at, your zone of excellence, and what truly lights you up, your passion. It's where your talents and your joy intersect. Way to merge what you do well with what feels deeply fulfilling. And that is where your true impact and joy emerge. And I know I say it a lot, like the magic. And really what it comes down to is this. It truly feels like magic when you're living as your authentic self. When you start peeling back those layers, the world around you begins to feel magical. The synchronicities, the opportunities, the people you cross paths with, and those intuitive downloads, it all starts to flow effortlessly. Okay, so how do you know what your zone of genius is? Here are some questions you can ask yourself. What do you do effortlessly that others struggle with? What lights you up? What makes you feel alive and energized? If you could do one thing all day without worrying about money, what would that be? What's something that you've always been drawn to, even if you've never pursued it seriously? Where do you feel most in flow? Where do you feel completely present and focused? And I always like to say, what do I love doing so much that I do it on a Saturday for free? And once you start identifying your zone of genius, then you can make shifts, big or small. But I want to preface this by saying that I'm not talking about making these big, massive changes overnight. You know, let's say you find your zone of genius and you're like, that's it, I'm quitting my job. I don't need this anymore. But then when your savings runs out because you're still working on that next thing, that's not going to feel really good. Once you start identifying your zone of genius, you can make shifts. So start delegating or eliminating tasks in your zone of incompetence and competence. What can you delete, eliminate, and automate? Spend more time in your zone of genius, even if it's just 10% more to start. If your career is built around your zone of genius, look for ways to integrate your genius, whether you're starting a side project, a new role, or eventually making a full transition. He also explains that upper limits are essentially self-imposed blocks that hold you back from moving into your zone of genius. These upper limits keep you playing small, even when you have the potential for so much more. But when you break through these upper limits and step into your zone of genius, you're giving yourself permission to expand beyond the limits you've set and step into a space of limitless possibility and true fulfillment. Imagine you've been working in a stable job for years and you've climbed the ladder to a certain level of success. You're really good at what you do, probably even great, but you feel like there's something more you could be doing. Maybe you've always wanted to start a business, write a book, or launch a creative project. But every time you think about taking that leap, a voice in your head says, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if I lose everything? So these are classic self-imposed limits. The fear of failure is holding you back from stepping into your zone of genius. So your zone of excellence might be your current job where you're successful, but your zone of genius lies in pursuing something that truly excites you. You know, when you see people just sit a little straighter and their energy shifts when they're talking about what they love, what really lights them up, there's a noticeable shift. And if you point out, they'll probably be like, oh yeah, I did feel that. And remember, our brain's job is to help us survive. Our subconscious is keeping us safe, not necessarily setting us up for success. It's not going to be like, hey, I'm going to set Jen up for success today and you're going to be awesome. You're going to do all of these things. It's more of like, are you sure you want to do that? Let's just keep you safe where you are. You're comfortable here. This is good. But by pushing past the fear, that uncertainty, you could tap into a whole new realm of fulfillment, creativity, ease, abundance, joy, success. Another example, maybe you're working as an administrative assistant, but what you really love is interior design and you're really good at it too. But then you think, well, how is that even possible? I'd have to go back to school. I've got it good here. I'm too old to start something new. Well, you're never too old. And when you start to take the steps towards even just exploring what brings you joy and new things and believing that it's possible, it's incredible how things unfold. All right, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to reflect on one thing. What is it that truly lights you up? Are you currently in your zone of excellence where you're skilled, successful, and comfortable, but not feeling that deep sense of fulfillment? Or are you ready to move into your zone of genius where your passions, talents, and purpose align to create something that lights you up from the inside out? So the challenge today is to take one step, just one, toward embracing your zone of genius, whether it's having a conversation with yourself about your true passions, seeking out mentorship, or starting a new project that really excites you. Some final thoughts here, because you know how I like to keep things short and sweet. Your zone of genius isn't just about career success. It's about living in alignment with who you truly are. And when you operate from this space, things don't just feel easier, they feel right. It's the path to ease and abundance. It's the path that has more joy. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send me a message or share with someone who needs to hear it. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, have fun stepping into your zone of genius. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.